This is Money Talk.
I can take money and I can make it into more money.
25 years on the air with advice on money matters. Here's your host, Bob Brinker.
From the beaches of Waikiki to the shores of Block Island Sound, it's America's Money Program. Money Talk. Bob Brinker here. Thanks for joining us. Our guest segment coming up, we'll talk about more about that momentarily. And by the way, keep in mind that our great interview last Sunday with Muhammad Alarian of Alliance, Alliance Capital, is part now of Money Talk On Demand. You can check out that interview in its entirety, exclusively at Money Talk On Demand, if you are a Money Talk On Demand subscriber. Let's take a look at the week ahead, because there will be some items flowing through the canyons of Wall Street that will get attention. The Consumer Confidence Index comes out on Tuesday, 10 o'clock Eastern. It's really been strong. It's been way over 100 after floundering in the 90s for a long while. It's 116.7 is the estimate for the latest reading, which will come out Tuesday morning. There has really been no problem with consumer confidence for some time. On Wednesday, we will get pending home sales estimated to increase about 0.5%. Now, the month-to-month path of existing home sales is not always accurately portrayed in the pending home sales index. The National Association of Realtors developed the pending home sales index as a leading indicator of housing activity. So the estimate is a gain of 0.5%. The housing market continues to show a decent long-term trend. Happily, we're not seeing any boom times. That's the last thing you want to see in housing is boom times, because we know what comes after that. We've been there, done that. Gross domestic product, third and final figure. This is the second revision, and the final figure comes out on Thursday morning, estimated at an annual rate for the first quarter of 1.2%. And that's pretty slow, slower than the average of recent years of a little over 2%. But there is a pretty good indication that we're going to see some rebound in the second quarter. The current tracking data on the second quarter is suggesting that we should be enough of a gain in the second quarter to get the first half average up into the area of 2%. Of course, the economy's been growing at 2% forever, right? So seemingly forever, so no surprise there. As for the acceleration that we were told about, those pipe dreamers that were promising 4, 5, and 6% annual growth, well, they are passengers on the ship of fools. We are not going to be seeing 4, 5, and 6% annual GDP growth in real terms in the USA anytime soon, if at all in the foreseeable future. We're certainly not seeing it now. We are hoping that a rebound in the second quarter will get the first half annual rate up in the area of 2%. And if that number sounds familiar, it's very familiar. We have been stuck at 2% or a little bit over for many, many years. No real shock coming in there. We'll get the jobless claims also on Thursday. The estimate is that the jobless claims number will come in very favorable. It's been favorable for 2 years now, and we're not expecting any change. The estimate is 241,000 first-time claims. This mainly reflects layoffs, by the way, but that number will be coming out Thursday morning. So this is the leading data that we'll be looking at in this coming week. We'll return with our guest segment, our guest burning the midnight oil in Portugal to join us. We'll be back on Money Talk.
Money Talk. Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
One and a two and a one and a two.
Oh, Jerry, I just can't. My muscles are so sore.
What you need is some soothing relief. When I get aches and pains, I just reach for the Tiger Balm.
Tiger Balm? Does that really work?
You bet it does. Tiger Balm's blend of essential oils is fast, proven pain relief. Tiger Balm works where it hurts.
Jerry Rice, after all these years, you still get sore?
You try dancing with a linebacker sometime.
Roar back from pain with Tiger Balm. It works where it hurts.
Summer's here. So is grilling season at Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot, where right now, a Huntington two-burner gas grill is at a new lower price, just $89. Its aluminum cook box makes for faster preheating and more even heat distribution for years to come. That'll cover a lot of burgers, steaks, and weekends. Get Red, White, and Blue Savings now on a Huntington two-burner gas grill. Just $89. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Hi, it's Dr. Leanna.
And Margaret.
Ever wonder why you are the way you are? Want to know more about yourself and your psychology? You have questions, we have answers. Tune in to On the Couch with Dr. Leanna and Margaret, Fridays at midnight, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Hey, it's Scott, and I have a new talk show that will help you get out of debt faster, save more money, retire rich, and become a financial rock star. Get up early and listen to the Scott Allen Turner Show, Sundays at 4 a.m. on 790 KABC.
How about a store that has everything for your summer picnics and parties? Special events, more club sizes than a club store, plus everyday groceries at prices up to 25% lower than supermarkets. It's not a supermarket. It's Smart and Final.
We all have issues, so let's start talking.
In Your Right Mind is a new weekly behavioral health show that focuses on issues that pertain to just about everyone.
Join me, Dr. Tanmoy Sharma, and my co-host, Christina Kusner, as we highlight topics that get people talking.
In Your Right Mind is every Sunday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
This is Money Talk.
Coast to coast, border to border, in the islands of Hawaii and north to Alaska, it's America's Money Program, Money Talk. Bob Brinker along with you, and our guest in this segment is Jack Ewing, author of Faster, Higher, Farther, The Volkswagen Scandal. Jack Ewing has covered business and economics from Frankfurt for the New York Times since 2010 and has worked as a journalist in Germany since 1994, including over a decade as a correspondent with Business Week. Jack, we know you're in Portugal, just outside of Lisbon. We know it is late at night there. I want to thank you for joining us.
Bob, no problem. Thanks for having me on the program.
Well, it's great to have you with us. And I'll tell you, just to sum it up, for those that are not as familiar as we are with this story, that VW was coming along and just getting to be a gigantic global automotive enterprise. And back in the middle of 2015, as you write, they had reached their goal of surpassing Toyota as the largest automaker in the world. However, there was a lot of pressure to grow, a lot of internal pressure to grow. And as you write, unable to build cars that could meet emission standards in the U.S., honestly, VW engineers were left with no choice but to cheat. Now, that's really a shocking revelation, albeit true, because most people like to think that corporate boardrooms will act in the best interest of shareholders and in the best interest of their customers. In this case, that does not appear to have happened.
No, that's absolutely the case. And Volkswagen's a funny company because it's never really paid all that much attention to its outside shareholders. The free float is quite, you know, the number of shares that are traded openly on exchanges is pretty small. And it's the shares are really controlled by a pretty small group of people, the Porsche family and the state of Lower Saxony in Germany. So they were never too responsive to shareholders, and I don't think that's what they had in mind when they did this.
Well, the bottom line is, at the end of it all, so far, and there are still cases pending, but so far they have managed to ring up a very, very gigantic bill in terms of their payment of fines. Tell us a little about that.
Yeah, well, just in the United States, they're paying something north of $22 billion, and that's partly about $15 billion of that is compensation to consumers and also states for the environmental damage and for consumer fraud, because Volkswagen advertised that these were clean diesel cars, and that turned out to be false. And then there's more fines, civil penalties, and criminal penalties to the United States government. And that's just in the United States. There's also shareholder suits in Europe and the United States. There's suits by owners in Europe, Australia, Britain. So there could be a lot more that they have to pay in the future. People are saying that the shareholder suits could cost Volkswagen another $10 billion.
How high up the chain does this kind of a scandal go? I mean, we all know that the buck stops supposedly in the CEO's office. Some CEOs will claim ignorance in situations like this. What happened at VW?
Well, the chief executive, Martin Winterkorn, did resign after the scandal came to light in September 2015, but he claimed and still claims that he was not aware of the cheating. And that goes for the whole top layer of management. Now, we know that people just below the top layer were involved, and so there's a lot of people that feel it's not very credible when the top management say they know nothing about it, but we don't have any smoking gun or any paper trail that proves that anyone at the very top management level was aware of the cheating or involved in covering it up once the regulators started asking questions. But there's still ongoing investigations in the United States and in Europe, so we'll see what happens.
Is it reasonable, in your opinion, Jack, to assume that the CEO or the top officials were unaware of something this huge?
Well, I think what you can say is if they didn't know about it, that in itself was a pretty big management failure. How could something be going on that could cause this much damage, and there was no compliance system, no early warning system that alerted management to the risk? So that's probably the most charitable way to look at it from a management point of view. As I said, we don't have the evidence, and I don't want to say anything that we don't have any evidence about, that the top management knew, but there's investigations continuing, and we'll see what they turn up.
Other companies are getting drawn into the web on this same topic. There has recently been some protests filed, some cases filed, I should say, by some governments, including here in the USA and in California, against Fiat Chrysler for some of their emission problems with diesel automotive products. One wonders two things. First of all, did this kind of hanky-panky go on at other companies? And secondly, is this thing going to spread throughout the automotive industry?
Yeah, I think there is a – it could well spread. I mean, I think what Volkswagen did was much more premeditated and widespread and sophisticated than any other car maker. The allegations against Fiat Chrysler involve about 100,000 mostly pickup trucks and SUVs in the United States, and that's versus 500,000 Volkswagens in the U.S. and 11 million worldwide. So that's a whole other magnitude. But I do think that there's certainly a risk that this could hurt not only Fiat Chrysler, but other companies. Daimler has also disclosed that it's under investigation, the maker of Mercedes cars. And I think what's underlying all of it, this is that the car makers realized at a certain point that they couldn't meet emissions regulations as they became stricter and stricter, and resorted to various fudges or tricks, which some cases may have been semi-legal, but the end result was that these cars were emitting a lot more poisonous nitrogen oxides on the road than they were in the labs under test conditions, and that's having a huge reputational effect on the whole industry.
Well, Jack, I know it's very late where you are in Portugal, and I don't know whether you can, but if it's possible for you to speak up a little bit for our audio, that would be helpful. I did want to ask you, when all is said and done, what is the environmental impact of what was done by VW?
Well, it's, you know, that's very hard to measure, but there's been some studies saying that it's, you know, hundreds or thousands of premature deaths that you can attribute to the nitrogen oxides, which is the worst part of the pollution that comes out of these diesel cars. That's just in the United States. There was just a study that shows that excess emissions worldwide, not just from Volkswagen, but from all car makers, that they are responsible for 38,000 premature deaths worldwide per year. So that's a pretty big number. And you can't attribute that all to Volkswagen, but as the largest car maker in the world, it certainly bears a greater share of the responsibility than anybody else, I would say.
Jack Ewing is our guest. His new book, Faster, Higher, Farther, The Volkswagen Scandal. Jack, I personally know individuals, and I'm sure you do as well, who have stated that they're not going to reward this VW company by purchasing any of their products. So one wonders, on a global scale, what impact this could have on the company going forward.
Yeah, that's certainly a big question. I mean, so far you haven't seen a total collapse in Volkswagen sales. They've been offering a lot of incentives to keep sales going. There was a big decline in the United States, which the company has not gotten back in the last 2 years. It certainly hurt their reputation around the world. They've been losing market share in Europe. I think the longer-term effect will be that the cost of all these scandals will hurt Volkswagen's ability to develop the cars of the future that all the car makers need to be working on now, the autonomous vehicles, the electric vehicles. There's a huge transformation going on in the auto industry right now, and the companies that come out of all of that ahead are going to be the ones that come up with the most interesting new products, which really master these new technologies, and that takes money, and Volkswagen has less money to invest in those kinds of things. I think that's really the biggest problem for Volkswagen.
And through your research and writing of this book, Jack, you were able to learn the story of why this deception began at VW in the first place and how it started to unravel. Tell us about that.
Well, it really goes back to the Volkswagen corporate culture, which was really very unforgiving. It started back in 2007 when Volkswagen had decided they were going to become the biggest car maker in the world. They realized to do that, they had to sell a lot more cars in the United States, where they were really, since the days of the Beetle, they had never really been more than a niche brand in the United States. So So they came up with this idea, we're going to market clean diesel, that's going to be our unique selling point. That's a strategy that had worked very well in Europe. But as they got into developing the engine that they were going to put in these cars, they realized there was just no way technically that they were going to be able to meet the U.S. pollution standards, which are stricter than the standards in the United States. And so they hit on the idea of the software embedded in the engine that would recognize when the car was in a lab being tested on rollers. And when that happened, it would dial up the pollution control so that the emissions looked pretty good. And when the car was out on the road, then it could do whatever he wanted. It wanted, because they knew nobody would be looking. No officials would be measuring cars on the road. And then they got caught in 2013 when actually a bunch of graduate students and professors at the University of West Virginia got a grant, $70,000, to test Volkswagen cars on the road, which Volkswagen had not been expecting. And that's when people realized that something was wrong.
Now, when we talk about this scandal with a reference to VW, we're talking about specific cars. Could you tell us which cars we're talking about?
Yeah, well, these were would be all of the models that were sold in the United States. You had a diesel option. It's only diesels, first of all. It's not the gasoline cars. So that's the Passat, it's the new Beetle, it's the Golf, it's the Jetta, it's the three-liter cars like the Tiguan. It's a few Audis like the A3, I believe it's the Q5 Audi with a three-liter engine, and even the Porsche. Porsche belongs to Volkswagen, as does Audi, and even the Porsche Cayenne SUV diesel versions had this cheating software, and all those divisions have had to pay fines as a result of that.
Wow, that is a really far-reaching scope when you think about all the car models involved and getting over into cars that some people may not even know are divisions of VW. Our guest is Jack Ewing. His new book, Faster, Higher, Farther, The Volkswagen Scandal. Your calls for Jack coming up, 1-800-934-2221. We'll put you on the line directly with Jack Ewing, who's joining us from just outside of Lisbon, Portugal. 1-800-934-2221. Dial in. You can talk to our guest author right here on Money Talk.
This is Money Talk.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
Had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at your local retailer today.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-445-6363. That's 1-800-445-6363. 1-800-445-6363. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Summer's here.
So is grilling season at Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot, where right now, a Huntington two-burner gas grill is at a new lower price, just $89. Its aluminum cook box makes for faster preheating and more even heat distribution for years to come. That'll cover a lot of burgers, steaks, and weekends. Get Red, White, and Blue Savings now on a Huntington two-burner gas grill, just $89, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, while supplies last.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Using Groupon, you can save a ton of money on what you do every day, like painting classes, concerts, escape room games, and more. Now, it's not literally a ton of money. That would be 2,000 pounds of money. It's more like saving up to $100 a week. Going bowling? Check Groupon. Taking the kids to the trampoline place? Check Groupon. Headed to museums, water slides, and tons of other nearby things to do? Use the tap-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Hey, it's Heidi. If you want to sell your used car easy and hassle-free, then you have to call 800-870-1841. What's that number? Well, that's the number to CarStub. CarStub.com will get you more than a dealer trade-in price without the hassle of selling it yourself. CarStub.com will handle everything. I'm talking top to bottom, start to finish. The DMV paperwork, they'll get your car smog tested, and if everything checks out, they'll buy your car on the spot. Call them, 800-870-1841. So if you own a car, truck, van, or SUV, you could be sitting on a pile of cash that you can have access to today. Call them, 800-870-1841. You want convenience, right? Well, CarStub.com is probably the most convenient way to sell your car. It's the new marketplace to sell your car same day and at a great price. You will not be sorry. Believe me, I know the owner, Derek, and he will get it done for you. Call him, 800-870-1841. Are you curious about what your used car might be worth? Maybe you're not ready to sell just yet. Check out CarStub.com. Don't forget to tell them Heidi sent you. Go to CarStub.com, have an appraiser at your home the same day, or call them, 800-870-1841, or visit CarStub.com today.
News. Talk. Evolve. 790 KABC. This is Money Talk.
We're back on America's Money Program with author Jack Ewing, author of Faster, Higher, Farther, The Volkswagen Scandal. Jack Ewing has covered business and economics from Frankfurt for the New York Times going back to 2010, also has been a Business Week correspondent reporting from Germany. Our toll-free line, 1-800-934-2221. One of the things I was wondering about, Jack, is the reaction in Germany. Germany certainly has been trailblazing toward trying to be a greener country going forward. And here we have a VW right there. And this kind of the magnitude of this scandal, what has been the reaction in Germany?
Well, it's interesting. I think it sort of goes in two directions. There's certainly a lot of people, Volkswagen owners and others, who are just as angry at Volkswagen as anybody in the United States. And then there's also a group of people that sympathize with Volkswagen, think that the whole scandal was not that big a deal, and that Volkswagen's being unfairly punished, and maybe it's even sort of a conspiracy by the United States government to undercut a foreign competitor. So it goes in both directions, but I would say that overall there's certainly lots of people in Germany that are very upset about the environmental damage that was done and maybe ashamed that a German company behaved this way. And you have to say that the German press has been very aggressive in going after Volkswagen. So certainly people in Germany are not trying to paper this over.
Bridget's on the line in New York. Bridget, you're on with Jack Ewing. Go ahead.
Thank you, Bob and Jack. Thank you for taking my question. I live in upstate New York, and I'm just curious. I apologize. I just heard the very last part of your last segment, so maybe you discussed this. But what, with regards to the scandal, what environmental data have you found that relates to the health of the public? Have you found more cancer, say lung cancer, or anything?
Yeah, well,
I'm only curious because I have a husband who's got stage 4 lung cancer who's never smoked before. And I know by talking with the people in my area, I'd say about 5 or 6 people have, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 have gotten this lung cancer without, have never smoked. And his oncologist has mentioned this thing is on the rise and they can't figure out why.
Yeah, well, Bridget, that's an excellent question. I'm terribly sorry about your husband. The main pollutant that diesel engines produce is nitrogen oxide, and that's what the Volkswagens were producing in sometimes up to 40 times the legal limit when they were on the road. And the auto industry disputes this, but there is a lot of scientific evidence that diesel fumes cause cancer. And the World Health Organization officially classifies diesel fumes as being carcinogenic. So if you live near a road, if you live near some area where your husband was exposed to a lot of diesel fumes, it's quite possible that played a role.
All right. Well, that's sad to hear, for sure. Jack Ewing, our guest, Faster, Higher, Farther, his new book, and this, of course, has been by far the biggest scandal to hit the automotive industry. Do you think, Jack, that this has spread fear within the industry that that this could create a downward spiral?
Yeah, I mean, it comes at a really bad time for the industry because, you know, cars sales in the United States are starting to flag. And the car industry in general is very worried about new competition from Silicon Valley companies. Because of this transformation that I was talking about earlier, that creates an opening for new kinds of companies to come into the market. The shift to electric cars, the shift to self-driving cars, those require different skills and could mean that there's new competitors, plus China is starting to emerge as a car maker, and also putting a lot of emphasis on the battery-powered cars. So it's kind of a risky moment for the car industry in any case. And then when they have the scandal hanging over them, it's creating costs, it's hurting their reputation, it's making them look sort of like dinosaurs, polluting dinosaurs, and helping companies like Tesla that just produce emission-free cars or cars that are at least have no tailpipe emissions. So I do think that this is something that could have a broad effect on the car industry.
Jack Ewing is our guest, New York Times writer, author of Faster, Higher, Farther, The Volkswagen Scandal. And your calls for Jack at 1-800-934-2221. Let's get out to the great KCMO Radio Kansas City. Doug is on the line with Jack. Doug, go ahead.
Hey, Jack. I kind of flipped through the channels here and caught this radio program on. I kind of followed up. I used to sell Volkswagen Porsche Audi years ago back in the 80s, but I watched the VW advertising, the German engineering, which they've stopped finally. Do you think there was an absolute arrogance coming out of Volkswagen AG, and it kind of finally showed up in what happened with this engineering defeat they done?
Yeah, no, there's no question that. But I think that they did think of themselves as being the best engineers in the world, and they were very good engineers. But the problem is that that's certainly important to car making, but it's not the only thing. You know, you have to follow the laws. And I think that Volkswagen, a particular problem was that they're in Germany, in Europe in general, they're extremely powerful. It's a huge employer in Germany. The state of Lower Saxony, which is one of the biggest states in Germany, owns shares in Volkswagen. They have huge clout, and they sort of forgot that they don't have that clout in the United States. When they have problems in Germany, they're pretty good at making them go away. They had no, they didn't have that kind of power in the United States, and I think they forgot that. And that's certainly a kind of arrogance. And when you raise the question of German engineering, I think that's another risk that the whole German economy is built around the idea that Germans are great engineers. Their big products, their big exports are cars and machinery, and they get a premium price because of this reputation they have. And then there is a chance that what's happened to Volkswagen could start to tarnish that reputation.
And, of course, they got caught, Jack, as you write in your new book, Faster, Higher, Farther. And it was kind of a fascinating story about how some of the university students were involved in the initial stages of discovery of this scam. Tell us a little about that.
Yeah, well, it started with a 70,000 grant from an environmental organization called the International Council on Clean Transportation. And they promote clean vehicles. And they wanted to find out how the German car makers were meeting the stricter nitrogen oxide limits in the United States. So they hired this outfit at West Virginia University, which has a center that's focused on automotive emissions. And they put together a small team. It was really a shoestring budget, $70,000. And they had equipment that could measure emissions on a car underway. And so they tested a couple of Volkswagens. They also tested a BMW, which turned out to be more or less okay. And they pretty quickly noticed that there was a huge difference between when they tested the cars in a laboratory on rollers and when they went out on the road. And they published a study in 2014 with their results. They didn't accuse Volkswagen of doing anything wrong, but the study caught the attention of regulators, especially the regulators in California, which has a very tough air quality enforcement organization. And that's really what started the ball rolling and eventually led to Volkswagen's exposure.
And, of course, this is kind of the story that never ends. Your book is a 2017 book. At the same time, there are new developments that come out on this story. Could you bring us up to date on it?
Yeah, well, the criminal investigation in Germany is continuing, and so there's new things coming out about that. They've searched the offices of the chief executive, Matthias Müller. They're not accusing him of having direct knowledge of the cheating, but they're investigating him for possibly not fulfilling his duties to shareholders, in this case, the shareholders of the holding company for the Porsche family. So it is creeping closer to top management. It's a story, as you say, keeps having new developments. In fact, I'm hoping to update the book when it goes to paperback in about a year or so.
Well, Jack, is this kind of a story that could send people to jail?
Well, there's one guy in jail already waiting trial, a guy named Oliver Schmidt. He's a German engineer. He made the mistake of visiting the United States in December and got arrested at the Miami airport. There's five other former present managers below the management board level who've been indicted, but they're all in Germany, and Germany does not extradite its own citizens. But there's also criminal investigations in Germany, so people could be arrested there. We'll see what happens. I think the goal of the prosecutors is to get people at the lower level to testify against people at the top level, and we'll see where that leads. Of course, a lot depends on whether the U.S. government can somehow get these people to come to the United States and turn themselves in, because most of them are in Germany. And Germany, I must say, is much less willing than much less prone than the United States to put white-collar criminals in jail. So I think that the penalties there are not going to be as tough as they would be in the United States.
Interesting. Let's get out to Charleston, South Carolina. William, you were on the line with Jack Ewing. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm so pleased to be able to speak to you gentlemen tonight. I hope you can hear me just fine, can you?
Yeah, just go ahead, William, with your question for Jack.
Okay. The deal is that what I wanted to say is that I believe that Volkswagen emissions compared to the emissions from trucks and an assortment of other kind of big diesel rigs
would be minuscule and not really hardly detectable in the whole.
Well, let me ask our guest about that, Williams. I'm not certain that that's true. Jack, is that your understanding that the emissions from these vehicles would be minuscule compared to the trucking regime?
Well, actually, these the Volkswagens that were equipped with this illegal software, they did pollute more than a modern long-haul diesel truck. So,
okay, so that's the opposite of what the caller said, and that's why I wanted your opinion on that, because I do not want misstatement of fact on this interview. I want to go out to Lake Tahoe, California. Vina, you were on with Jack Ewing. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Bob, for taking my call. I just would like to mention also woman from New York had mentioned that her husband got stage 4 lung cancer, and my brother unfortunately died from stage 4 lung cancer in Los Angeles, California. He ran his business for 20 years in downtown LA, and he died at age 52. He had never smoked, but he was fascinated with the diesel cars and truck, and he owned the VW diesel Volkswagen. So I just wanted to mention that, if that would be relevant to any investigation.
Well, thank you very much for sharing that, Vina. Now, Jack, is there any suggestion, and pardon my naivete on this, you're the expert, is there any suggestion that owning a VW diesel-powered vehicle that gave forth these toxic emissions put you in a bad place?
Well, it's pretty hard. I think it's pretty hard to prove, to isolate the factors that would cause somebody to get lung cancer. So my guess is that it would be pretty hard to say that it was solely the Volkswagen diesels, but it might well, if you own the car for a long time, you know, who knows, that could have been a factor. You know, it's hard for me to say. It's really, really difficult to sort of trace, you know, the emissions coming out of a specific car and then causing somebody to get sick. It's more of a cumulative thing. But certainly owning a diesel Volkswagen didn't help. I think we can say that much.
Yeah. Now, Jack, you obviously put a tremendous amount of work into this book. Tell our listeners across America what you would like them to take out of reading your new book, Faster, Higher, Farther.
I think the main point I was trying to get across was first of all, you know, it's not really a book about cars or about emissions. It's a book about how important it is for profits to run an ethical company, that every business should really think about not just making money, but doing things the right way. Because in the long run, you can expose your company to really serious damage if you break the rules. And there may be a short-term profit from it, but long-term, really, I think the most profitable course is to do the right thing. And I think that's a message I would like to get across to everybody who works for a big corporation or even a small corporation.
Well, when you look at the risk-reward, when you look at the risk-reward ratio and what was done, it's so staggeringly in favor of doing the right thing that, frankly, it's pretty hard to comprehend how this ever happened.
Yeah, and you know, it would have cost maybe a couple hundred dollars more per car to have done the right thing, and look at what the price was in the end.
Really amazing. Well, our guest, Jack Ewing, his new book, Faster, Higher, Farther, The Volkswagen Scandal. Jack joining us from just outside of Lisbon, Portugal, where it is late at night. And, Jack, we thank you for renting your schedule to be able to be with us here on the broadcast today. Thank you for this book, and we wish you continued success.
Bob, thanks very much. It was my pleasure.
This is Money Talk.
Money Talk.
Summer's here. So is grilling season. And red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. Where right now, a Huntington 2-burner gas grill is at a new lower price, just $89. Its aluminum cook box makes for faster preheating and more even heat distribution for years to come. That'll cover a lot of burgers, steaks, and weekends.
Get red, white, and blue savings now on a Huntington two-burner gas grill. Just $89. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. Scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
We don't just carry our boxes to their destination. We carry your business. We carry your growth, your love of your products, and your service. When you hand your product over to us, we know how important it is to you, so we make it just as important to us. It's as if your entire store is right there in our hands. That's why at the United States Postal Service, we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone else in the country. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. Scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
Had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at the Home Depot.
This is Money Talk.
We are back in America's Money program, and we thank you for joining us. Jack Ewing, our guest author of Faster, Higher, Farther, who joined us from just outside of Lisbon in Portugal, spent a good chunk of time researching and writing the definitive work on the shocking fraud at VW, an incredible fraud when you look at the fines, $22 billion already paid out, and there are still many cases pending in this situation. And now Jack was able to cover this story as a journalist at the New York Times based in Frankfurt for many years, really for the duration of the scandal, and consequently was in an excellent position to provide the definitive work on the scandal, which he has now done. So those of you who have an interest in this one, the name of the book is Faster, Higher, Farther, The Volkswagen Scandal. It's a W.W. Norton title. It just went on sale last month. And Jack Ewing of the New York Times is the author on that one. I do believe it will be the definitive work on that controversy. For information on my investment letter, that's Bob Brinker's Market Timer investment letter, go to bobbrinker.com and request a complimentary back issue right there at the homepage. All you have to do is click on the Request a Complimentary Back Issue feature. That's all there is to it. And while you're at the website, you're welcome to check out Money Talk On Demand, because you can stream Money Talk to your smartphone as well as your computer. That's Money Talk On Demand. Of course, the investment talk is year-round. And that way you listen to Money Talk wherever you go, whenever you like. With Money Talk On Demand, sign up at bobbrinker.com right there at the Money Talk On Demand logo. When you look ahead at the week ahead, the topics coming out, I think that a lot of the focus will be on what comes out with the gross domestic product figures that come out on Thursday morning. Now, the consensus right now is that the last revision, we're entering for the final revision on Thursday, but the previous revision, which took us into the 1.2% annual rate level, is likely to be very close to the final number. In fact, the consensus number right now is 1.2% for the first quarter. We do expect some improvement in the second quarter. Before they beam me out of here, let me thank all of our Money Talk Trekkies for cruising with us on the Starship Money Talk. Program coordinator Ravi Chandran, producer Meredith Oates, technical directors Angel Bordon, and Mr. Bob Mack. Till next time, happy investing, and may the odds be ever in your favor.